Welcome to the Project Zion podcast. This podcast explores the unique spiritual and theological gifts Community of Christ offers for today's world.
Hello, and welcome to the Project Zion podcast. I'm your host, Carla Long, and today we're going to hear an awesome story from a new church member in Brussels, Belgium, named Méthode. And I'm not going to say his last name because I'm pretty sure I would mess it up. We're also joined by Elray Henriksen, who lives in Brussels, and Joey Williams, who is the Mission Center President in Western Europe. So welcome, everyone. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Carla.
Hello. It's so good to see you and talk to you. So I would love for all three of you to introduce yourselves to our listeners. So Méthode, why don't you go first and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, thank you very much to give me the opportunity to talk about myself and my story and about the church, the community of Christ. My name is Méthode. My family name is Belanois. I am a Congolese from Eastern DRC Congo in Africa, Central Africa. Now I'm living with all my family here in Brussels. I was refugees in Burundi many years ago. So I'm living here with a party of my family. And another part of my family is everywhere in the refugees camp in Tanzania, in Burundi, and some also, I don't know where they are now. So I was born in Congo, in Fizi, Eastern DRC, in 1968. Yeah. Okay. I'm married, and now I'm a father for 6 children. Yeah. Before that, I'm married, and I was a teacher in my life. Okay. Because after my studies, I've do my job as a teacher. And after that, I was born in a Methodist church. That is the church of my father. But I didn't like that church there because I didn't understand their doctrines. Okay? After that, I was a member of the Latter Day Saint, the Mormon Church that is calling the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter Day Saint, Mormon. I was been there as a leader for more than 6 years, but because I didn't understand many things about their doctrine, I was not satisfied. Because I was at the church, at the temple, listening that the temple is a place where God is living. And I didn't understand why we can do wedding, marriage. We got married in the temple, and after that, we are going in a divorce, in a separation. Why? When God is living in the temple, why our marriage can go to this location? And many others questions that I didn't hear, understand very good. My heart and my spirit was not satisfied and told me in that I'm must looking for another, a good church. Understand? But I took my time, I'm wondering about what is a new church? What is that other church more than this? Because I was the leader there. So I was not good in my heart. One day I was on my internet and I decided now to look at church. I've got my times looking for a church and I got many churches' names. So after that, I see on the list of churches, I see a name of the Community of Christ. Why? the community of Christ. Why don't you call it the Church of Jesus Christ? That was my first element, my first thing that make me thinking many things about the church. So I started with my research on the church. And there I discovered many things good. The first of all, it was to answer on my question, why the temple is a God living place? And the woman, why may us go to the church to celebrate our marriage? And why divorce? But when I see on the scriptures, on the story of the church, of the community of Christ, the church of community of Christ, they said that the temple is a place to teach peace. To understand the difference, that was the first thing. It's a place to teach peace. Second thing, the church is called the community of peace. You understand? Oh, community of peace. I was very interesting to that church. Third, it was to hear that everyone is invited. Everyone is invited. And why, in the other church, some vote as a LGBT, some vote as a harlot, a drunkard, alcoholist, cannot approach the church. But here, everyone had a place. That was the element that called me to need to know more about the church. Another thing, I've seen a place of a woman. Woman can be a pastor. Woman can be an apostle. Woman can baptize. Oh, what a wonderful church. You understand?
Thank you, Meto. That was a really good introduction. One second. That was an excellent introduction. I'm so excited to hear more of your story. Yeah. But before we jump, keep going, can we hear who else is on the podcast? El Rey and Joey, do you want to say hi and tell us about yourself a little bit?
Yeah, thank you, Carla, and thank you for having us. So I'm El Rey Henriksen. I live currently in Brussels. I've been a member for the last 10 years and of Community of Christ. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a decade almost. And I'm originally from Norway and currently here with my husband, who is working for the European Free Trade Association here. And I'm therefore volunteering for Community of Christ. And I have been doing so full time for the last year almost. So, yeah.
And when we hear your voice on the podcast today, you'll be just making sure you're translating for Meto, just in case, right?
Yeah, so I'm just here as a potential translator.
We appreciate you being here, El Rey. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
And I'm Joey Williams, and I'm the Mission Center President for the Western Europe Mission Center and for the Eurasia Mission Center. And so that basically means that I get to organize all of the activities of Community of Christ in Europe. And that's a very exciting job that I have. I get to go around to many different places. And one of those newest places is in Belgium, which really got started with the two people you'll hear on this podcast today, Méthode and El Rey. So El Rey happened to move to Belgium about the same time that we were receiving some contact information from Méthode, and you'll probably hear that in his story today. But between us three, that's how things began to get started, especially in Brussels, Belgium.
Well, I want to keep going. So Méthode, please continue with your story. You found out about Community of Christ on the internet. You found some things that you liked about Community of Christ. keep going. How did you find El Rey, or just keep going with your story?
Yeah. After many information, after finding many informations on the internet about the community of Christ, I decided to contact the church leaders. And on the list of the church leaders, I found the name and the address, contact address of the President Joe Williams. But I sent a message to him, a small letter to him, that I'm very interested to church, and you can tell me how can I be in touch with you. Some weeks after, I found his answer. He told me that method, I will pass by there, and there is somebody there, a friend of us, a member of the church for a long time, is called Hillary, and I will put you on touch with Hillary. When the president come, we meet, and the first meeting, I invited him to my house. He had not fear that assured me, this one is the first time to meet him. Why don't be feared that I cannot go to Method house, I don't know him. I welcome him home, he come to my house, he see my family. Oh, it was a very, very, very wonderful day. But I asked him to sleep there, because he was on his hotel, he decided to return back to his hotel and to continue with our meeting tomorrow. And during his meeting now, he bring me on touch with my friends, my coordinator. Hillary, till now, we're still working together. He's a good man. And after this one, we are working now with our missionary. The first missionary here is my brother, Kai Alani Drole. He's also a very wonderful missionary, a good worker. Now, I interested others members as friends, as brothers who are living with me here in Belgium. And also they were interesting with the church, with the community of Christ. Till now, we are working together with them. And after that, I decided to be baptized, I was took a lot of time to be teaching. And I've got many, many visitors who come from everywhere in the world, from USA, from UK, from Holland, as my pastor, my apostles, Andrew, my apostle Richard was here, and the brother Hillary for the first time to meet me. You understand? After that, also, I received the visit of Apostle Robin Rickard, okay, and the Chad Roberts, Brother Sandy was here, Sister Sandy was here, Andrew Barton was here, John White was here, and John Williams, and Altery Harrison, Hillary also, and now we are working with Kai Alani. All of the teachers on the community of Christ, the sacraments, okay, the mission of the church, the vision of the church. They teach us about the principle, permanent principles.
The enduring principles.
Yeah.
Enduring principles. Yeah. So it sounds like you've already met a lot of people. They've all come to visit you, which is very exciting. Joey, how do you remember that first meeting with Method?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I received this email, and it was actually several times that we had talked that it just wasn't working out because I wasn't going through Brussels very often. But because El Rey had just moved to Brussels, I had started to tell El Rey, hey, I'll stop by Brussels as a way to get to another place in Europe. And so on one of those occasions, I said to Méthode, hey, I can meet you. And so we met at the Grand Place, which is the main centerpiece of, you've been there, Carla, with me. But it's this main beautiful, beautiful location in the center of Brussels. But it's always crowded. There's tons and tons of people. And so I just went to a corner where I told him I'll be standing at this corner and here's the restaurant. And he basically found me and just walked up and said, are you President Williams? He always calls me President Williams. And I was like, yeah, that's me. And that's exactly what he said is what happened. He invited me to his house. He said I had no fear.
Yeah.
But I will say that I did write my sister and tell her the location where we were going. In case.
Yeah.
No, but I was excited to, he was so excited to talk about Community of Christ. And I did. I got in a taxi and we went to his home, and I didn't know what that adventure would bring. But I did have a sense of trust, because in the communication that we had through emails, he was very sincere in his desire to learn more about this interesting movement, Community of Christ. And when we got to his house, I remember that there was so much food on the table. It was filled with so many delicious things. His wife is a wonderful, wonderful cook, Christine. And so there was all this food to eat. And so we spent time eating together and sharing together. And then I remember also that his son Dodi came out and asked me lots of questions. And Dodi, I think, was 18 at the time. And he just sat down and he just looked me right in the face and just asked me all of these questions that seemed important to him. And I hope I gave good answers. I think I did, because Dodi comes to many of our activities now in Community of Christ.
Thanks, Joey. So, Méthode, how long between first meeting Joey and deciding to get baptized, how long did that take?
I can say exactly 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah, 3 years, yes.
So within that three-year time, you're still just learning about Community of Christ. You're talking to Joey via email, to El Rey, and you're just learning more and more about us?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And so you decided to get baptized, and if I'm right, did you get baptized in Germany? Is that right?
Yeah, in Germany. I go with President Joey, and he was there. Mm-hmm. And then my coordinator, our missionary, and the others, and my wife, and my two babies, Isaac and Promise. And another brother, he was escorting me to UK to be baptized. And I was baptized there with the President Joey. And it was a very, very, very good day, because I found for the first time members of the community. And among them have seen a good Joey. Yeah, my president is Joey. And I found on the face of members of the Community of Christ a unity, how they are united among themselves. And it was a good testimony for me to see them together, sitting together, eating together, working together, talking together as someone. That was a nice testimony to me. Yeah.
So you were baptized, was it at Pentecost conference? Is that right? During a retreat?
Yeah. But yeah. It was the same. But the thing that I've appreciated is the President Joey, who was my baptizer, explained to me, before to baptize me, I was touched. And explain me, you will do this, it will be this, it will be this, the sense is this, you understand? And after that, I was good prepared to be baptized.
That's really important. We have found here in Salt Lake City that We want people to spend a lot of time with Community of Christ before deciding to be baptized, make sure that this is the place they want to be. So I think it's wonderful that you spent 3 years deciding that and making sure that was the right decision for you. I applaud that. That's very good. So now you're acquainted with the greater church in Europe, which is really good. You know some Germans, you know some of the Dutch, I'm sure. That's wonderful. So how often do you get to worship in Brussels, and what do your worships look like in Brussels?
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Here is good because, you know, we have a system, a mixing system. Brussels and some from Africa now is a very, very homeful because we are going to the church two times a week, on Sunday, Saturday. We are going two times to the church, and we are spending many time there, many hours there to the church, because we don't like to go out. We want to be there, to sit there. Yeah. We want to sit there because of what? Songs are corresponding to our songs. You know, because in the community of Christ, the song is the world's songs. And in those involved that songs, we found the song from our country, our language. We are singing in our language. You understand? And it's for the first time to see that.
I have to tell you, I love hearing that. I think that is one of the really wonderful parts about our hymnal, is that people can sing in the language of their mother tongue. And yeah. I have seen some videos that Kahelani has posted on Facebook of your singing, and I love hearing it. So singing is very important to your worship, it sounds like.
Yeah, because in the singing, we hate a good message in our proper language. Understand? We discover what is in the message, and we release that. This church love everyone, love every nation. Among the nations, mine is there.
That's because very true.
My mother language is Swahili. And we have a lot of hymns in Swahili.
Method.
Yeah.
I think Carla actually knows one of your Swahili hymns, Kanisa Lita Jengwa.
Kanisa Lita Jengwa na baba na mama.
You know, I love it. I love singing in Swahili and in other languages. I think it's very fun. Perfect. So you do a lot of singing in your worships, and I'm sure when Joey's there and Kahelani's there, they love to sing with you.
Okay.
What else happens in your worships? Do you have discussions? Do you preach? Do you talk? What else happens?
For the first time, they were there to teach us about the doctrines, about the belief of the church, and the many affirmations on the church. And after that, now they begin to propose us as leaders to supervise. Understand? To supervise. Sometimes I can be there, I do this. Okay, some ministries. And after that, we were to do the ministries at home, visit at home. When we go to visit a member or a friend of the church, I can have the opportunity to talk some things. Now that we are doing is what one day they give me. I supervise all the church activities of the day. You understand? And it's a democratic church. Everyone have to do to say something there. You understand? If you have your idea, you are welcome. You can explain your idea.
I think that's super important. I think that a community is much stronger when everybody shares a part. Joey, what's been your kind of philosophy on the worships in a brand new country, a country we haven't been in for a long time? How does it look from a leadership point of view to start that?
Yeah, so Carla, it's from my experience here in Brussels with Méthode, it has been very interesting because it went maybe in a little bit different direction than I would have expected. I would have expected that the first main thing that we would have done was get together and create vibrant worship, people standing up and singing and, you know, major preaching happening. That's what I would have expected at first. But really what happened was we began meeting in Méthode's home. And Méthode is a very generous and hospitable person. He is happy to have anywhere from 10 people in his home to maybe 50 people in his home. But we really started by Méthode inviting some key people that were in his life that he had invited into this discussion, or at least just to come and see, come and hear. What is Community of Christ? What is this about? And so it began with at least a year, if not a year and a half, of meeting in Méthode's home, sometimes in El Rey's home, to talk about what is Community of Christ. So it was these discussions and really talking about the core of who are we? What does it mean to be a people that come together, not only for worship, but what is this mission that we're called to if we are to be followers of Jesus? So that was where that began. And when we began to really organize ourselves and formalize what we were doing, then these Saturday classes became really important. And that's what Méthode was telling you about, was these Saturday encounters where someone would come, whether that was El Rey or Kahealani or Sandy Gamay or me or someone else who came and gave a class. And we basically followed the resource of Water and Spirit, which really helps you go through what it is that Community of Christ is all about, the faith and beliefs of Community of Christ. And then you touch on many different aspects in that. One of my best memories is I wasn't there when Sandy Gamay taught the class on peace. But I remember I was there the next week, and there was just, it was as though, I don't know what she did with this group of people, but they were so motivated and so energized by this concept of shalom, a wider, more full concept of just peace as the absence of war, but much deeper than that, much fuller than that, a wholeness, a reconciliation, a restoration of yourself. And they had really grasped onto that concept and continue to this day to ask us, how are we going to continue to make shalom happen in this community?
Oh, that sounds so good. I love hearing the excitement about these different things that we teach. So for the last couple of years, you've been having Saturday discussions and Sunday worship in Brussels. Do you still meet in homes for that, or do you have your own church place? How does that work?
Yeah, we have our church place because the missionary has a big house, and we have a good place to meet. We have every equipment there. It's very, very, very good place to meet. Yeah, and it's in Brussels capital. It's a nice place.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I think that's important to have a place that you can come and know that it will be a sacred space. I think that's really good.
Yeah.
Your worships, what do they look like now? Is there preaching? Is there discussion on Sundays? What does that look like?
Oh, we are singing, we are discussing, and we are reading the Bible. And we have a book here. My book is in a book. Partageons de la communauté de Christ. You see.
We share.
We share in the command of Christ. We have many, many subjects to discuss. Yeah, and we are singing good, very, very good hymns of the community of Christ. We are discovering others' new hymns. Yeah.
I've always heard that you sing your theology before you understand it. So that singing part, I think, is just essential for worship. I'm sorry to interrupt. Keep going, Mitod.
Yeah, thank you. And now, you know, the church, we have here a lot of persons. Because they told us the place where we are meeting, we are sharing it with another neighbor who is up us, but we cannot welcome many persons inside. So we have a small numbers, but the church is going to be great. You understand?
It's been hard to be able to do all of the things that the community would like to do in the space that we have. We literally are in an apartment. You can maybe get 25, 30 people in a circle in that apartment. But just imagine, Method has 6 children. And imagine if all of the 10 kind of major leaders that we have brought their 4, 5, 6 children, it easily gets too full. We can't do all of the things that we'd like to do. And so it's challenging to have multi-generational worship in one space that is kind of small, and you have to be respectful of the people who are living above you so that it's not too loud and things like that. That's been challenging. We've also, one of the things that we've been trying to do is be open to experimenting different forms and ways of getting together and having worship. And so one model that we have been looking at and trying is kind of 4 different reasons why we gather. That one time when we gather, we would gather for study. That the next week when we gather, we would gather for worship. And that might look like a more traditional worship that you'd hear people outline. Another time when we get together, it's just for recreation. That we get together in a park, we get together and play a game. We get together and sing or do something that's recreational. And then with the last Sunday of the month, if we had it 4 Sundays a month, then that last Sunday would be for service. And so often we've prepared meals and taken them to people in the street or in people's homes. And one of the major things that we do on that Sunday is that we go out as a group, and we might all go to one person's home. Say someone has had a death in the family, then we might go visit that home and sing and bring the worship there. Or we might go in small teams to different people's homes to go and do visits on those Sundays.
What a wonderful way to worship. What a beautiful way to worship. That. And you know, go ahead, Method.
Yeah, you know, it's a very appreciated thing, a very appreciated mission or ministry is to dispense food to the vulnerable persons. You know, because here we have many persons who without house. They are going to sleep in the gardens, park, many things, and then they feel hunger. But the community of Christ here in Brussels, we are going now to prepare food and bring food to them and water to drink. And last year, the President Joy brought the covers.
Blankets.
Yeah, blankets. Mm-hmm. And we distributed more than 100 blankets. Many, many persons asked, what is this a Samaritan action? It's for the first time to see that doing in Brussels. But we start food, and after food, we are going to the family to do the family visit, to pray for them, and to give them benedictions. We have a lot of to do here. We have a lot to do.
Well, that's all part of that shalom concept, isn't it? Shalom for yourself as well as shalom for others. And I think that is just beautiful what you're doing and the acts of service that you're doing for the people of Brussels.
Yeah.
So we're kind of already moving into this question, but maybe we can get a little bit more specific. What are your dreams for the church in Brussels? What if you could have, what would you like to see happen in the future?
Now you have a church, and then we start with an NGO, our association. It's called the co-citizens. And we hope that the church on an international level may support our activities in Brussels. That is the first. The second thing is to support our activities of the church. As our church paying our church rent, to support us with the church materials and many other needs. Yeah. Because we wanted to have a church here, a registered church here, because our church now is not registered. Yeah, we want a church because we are working, but the church is not known officially with the Belgium government. Yeah, that you want. We want to be a church that is strong church in Brussels and in Belgium. Yeah.
Those sound like some pretty good dreams. Joey, what about you from a leadership standpoint? What are your dreams for the church in Brussels?
Yeah, I think that some of the things that Method has talked about, this NGO, co-citizen project, it is a really exciting possibility of especially leading us forward in the mission initiative, Abolish Poverty and Suffering. So we might have another podcast just about this co-citizen project, but just to lay out just a little bit of it, it is literally accompanying families in Europe who might be displaced families, but especially focusing on single parent families to help give them an understanding of their place in the context of Europe and to help give them a voice, but to also fill in the gaps. You know, in Europe, there's a lot of programs that are offered for people who are either refugees or people who are suffering, people who have needs. There are a lot of things that respond to that, but there are also these gaps that happened where the government just can't see all of the things that need to happen. So how can communities reach out and try to fill some of those gaps? So I think there's a lot of potential in that. And as Method also said, we would like to be registered and continue to make ourselves as part of an official part of what's happening in the church world, or at least in the charity world and the church world in Belgium. What Method has not shared of his story is that when he was in Burundi, he would work in the refugee camps there and came into contact with hundreds of people. And so if I were to get him in a car, which I've done before, and we just begin to go around Belgium, which is a small country, I'll say, but as we go from city to city, he can just contact three or four families that we can go and visit in a large variety of different cities. And so one of my questions, as basically the only full-time person working in Europe right now, is how can we support these other families? How can we provide or think about our strategies so that the message that's being heard in Brussels and the work that's being done in Brussels might begin to see effects in the different other cities, for example, Liège or Verviers or even Alost, in all these different little towns that are around Belgium, where we have other people who know Method and have, when we walk into a home, one of my favorite things that Method does, we walk into a home and he says, "Community of Christ is here." And I just love that. As he just declares it. We've often called some of these people are refugees, many of the people that we are working with, but we actually see them as spiritual refugees as well, because some of them were ripped and taken away from their denominations, from the churches that they worshiped in Africa. And so now that they are in Belgium, where do they go? Which denomination do they go to, or which church do they go to? And so I just love the welcoming spirit that Method brings when he walks in and says, "Community of Christ is here.
Can I say something too? Yeah, you know, now as the President Joe is told, I come with a lot of refugees from Africa, from Burundi camp, refugees camp, because I was a leader there too. I forgot to tell it, but they are dispatching in many different communes and regions. And all of them know the community of Christ. We are going to visit them with the President Joey, with the coordinator Hillary, with the missionaries. Till today, I'm talking with you. They invited me and my coordinator and the missionary to go there. Because of this interview, we told them that, so we are sorry. We will come there, we will go there another day because they have a meeting there. So the problem that we need here, the thing that we need here in Brussels, we want to make the community of Christ strong church. Because this church is not in our country, in our place there in Eastern Congo. And this church is very beneficial for us when we bring it back to our country. Understand? Reason why we want the church to work with us here in Europe and one day to bring it to our country, to our area, because Congo is the biggest country in Central Africa.
Well, it sounds like you're doing what you can do in Brussels and in Belgium. And Metoda, it sounds like you're a connector. You connect people together, which is so important when you're starting a brand new something in a country. So Metoda, it sounds like you're just the perfect person to work with Community of Christ and be a Community of Christ member in Brussels. And I'm very excited about what I'm hearing, about what's happening in Brussels and in possibly more of Belgium. It's really exciting.
Yeah.
I have a couple more questions, and maybe Joey, this is a question for you. What has it meant for the church in Europe to have this kind of brand new thing just spring up? What has it meant to the people in Europe?
Yeah, I think that there is a general excitement when someone new walks in the doors. So when Method came to that Pentecost conference in Germany, just him walking in with his beautiful children, and he brought two of his kids there to that weekend. Wait, was Isaac born? Was Isaac born?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It was a small baby. Yeah, and his other child. So these four people walk in, these new faces, and people start asking questions. What's going on? Who are these people? This is exciting. I didn't know we had something going on in Belgium. You know, people who have been members of Community of Christ in Germany for 60, 70 years and are like, I didn't know we were doing something in Belgium. How exciting to see that there's something new happening and something going on. And one of the best parts of that weekend was we have a member named Chantal, and she lives in Munich. And Chantal's background is that she is from Rwanda. And she came with her mother, I think when she was like 7 years old, moves to Germany with her mom from Rwanda, as many people were displaced from Rwanda. What I did not know and realize is how close Rwanda shares a border with Congo.
Yeah.
And when she met Method and Christine, she starts speaking in her original language, the language that her mother spoke to her in, which happened to be the tribal language of Christine. Christine also speaks Swahili, but she also speaks this Rwandan language. And they begin to share together in that language. I mean, it was mind-blowing for me, and just this beautiful, beautiful encounter where here are these two people who never would have met if it were not for Community of Christ. Here's Chantal, who has been in Germany her whole life for over 30 years and well integrated into European society. And then you have Christine, who's a little more new to European society. So what a beautiful friendship that was able to be started at that place. So I think it means in very personal ways, it is very meaningful that this is happening. I think that also for Community of Christ in Europe, it is an exciting and yet challenging aspect of who we are as Community of Christ. When we say abolish poverty and suffering, for example, how are we in real ways responding to that in Europe? We had challenges after the Second World War, which is why the church in Germany grew. They needed community. They wanted to form community, and those communities were sustained for over 50 years. We now are seeing some decline in those communities. And so I think this question of what are the challenges, what is Europe facing, and how do we get involved in those needs, it gives us a new yet challenging opportunity to follow the Christ in ways that we haven't done for a long time. We have a congregation in Germany who is looking at possibly selling its building. And one of the first things that they told me was, you know, Joey, we don't want this money to just go anywhere. This church in Germany was built on immigrants, people who were chased from their lands of Poland to have to come and live here. And so we would love for some of the monies of the sale of this property to be used towards other projects with immigrants, with refugees, with people who have lost their homes but are looking to form community. I think that tells us something. It tells us something about our history. It tells us reasons why the church was successful in Germany and had its growth period. And it also can point us towards what types of ministries do we need to be involved in the future to continue to form communities of joy, hope, love, and peace.
That is wonderful. That is just beautiful. I love hearing that. And I know that I've seen pictures of people, and maybe Matoda, it's your family or members from Brussels who have gotten to go to winter camp, who have gone to other places all around. And winter camp, which is a camp for youth, which happens around the new year every year, happened in Belgium this year, right? And there was a huge amount of people there. Yeah. They got to come.
You know, I wanted to add something to that president's talk about the ministry of the small children. Because we have many, 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 many small children. And all of them need to come to the church. And when they meet President Joey and Hillary and the missionary, they are very, very, very happy. They're still very happy. President is preaching and they are on him. You understand? The thing that we want, we need some small chairs for them or a good place for the children only. And to ameliorate the situation of the youth. Because here in Belgium, in Belgium, they were the camp, the youth camp, but it's not the same with the Community of Christ camp, youth camp. It's very appreciated by the youth. And when you told it to them, we are going to go to the camp, they are very ready to go there. And when they come back, you ask them, what happened there? Oh, they tell you they are very, very, very nice. And when you see them to the pictures, they are very happy to be there. And they took there 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, and they come very happy. The thing that I need to tell you here is to support the President Joe mission also, because the camp is very, very, very appreciated, the thing he's doing here. And is supporting with others, Ellery and the missionary Kahe Alani. He's a brave, brave man. For that, we need a strong church here, and you may help us because that is our church. We will not change another church because that is corresponding with our culture of worship. We are dancing in the church. We are praying, we are eating, everything is good for us. It's a very wonderful church.
Well, that sounds beautiful. I just get so excited hearing about these things that are happening all over, but especially right here in Brussels. So we're coming to the end of our podcast. Is there anything that you want to talk about that we haven't gotten to talk about yet, either from Joey or from Method? Anything else that you want to mention before we sign off?
Your visitors and the apostle visit is very appreciated. Your visit. We need you coming here to meet you face to face to appreciate our job, our work here. And we will have the opportunity to go with you to visit our members in a different region, because we'll understand what is our ministry here. And the second thing is to support our church, to pay our rent, because we don't have the possibilities. And to support the activities of youth, as I said, and the small children.
I was just going to say, are you telling everyone who's listening to this podcast they should come to Brussels and meet you?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Oh, great.
You are welcome. Because we needed to see, to discover your experiences about the church. Understand? Myself, I'm joined on the internet of Tahiti. And everything I'm joined there, I'm seeing how they are worshiping. You understand? When it's during the conference, international conference of the church, we are connected to see how it's happened there, because we need more experiences of the church. As we are very young, we are very young in the church, we need to benefit for many experiences. That you are welcome in Brussels. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to hear from you. Joey, any closing thoughts?
I would just add that wherever you are, whatever you are doing, do not think that what you're doing might be in vain, that the smallest action that you are doing might have an effect on something else somewhere in the world that you may not even be aware of. 5 years ago, we started a hymnal project for the Netherlands. And I asked a World Service Corps person, Sandy Gamay, to head up this project and to take songs from Community of Christ and get them translated, where they've now, I think, translated over 75 songs from Community of Christ that will go into this Dutch hymnal, as well as other Dutch songs that they're currently singing, to create kind of a peace-focused hymnal for the Netherlands. We might have 50 active people in the small churches that we have up in the Netherlands. And at one point, I know that the people working on this project were like, why are we doing such a big project for a church that seems to continue to get smaller and smaller? Who's going to even be singing out of this? That was 5 years ago. It was 3 years ago that I met Method. And one of the things that I just wanted to mention about this group, this diasporic group from Congo that we're working with, that they're all over, but anything above Brussels basically speaks Dutch, and anything below Brussels basically speaks French. And so when we go north to visit these families that Method is in contact with, and these contacts that we have, they're all speaking, their children all speak Dutch. As parents, they speak Swahili or even French, because they grew up in Congo, and so they speak French. But all of their children, and when they come to winter camp, they speak in Dutch. And so how interesting that next year we will be publishing this peace hymnal, and we'll have songs, a sufficient amount of songs to be singing with these young people in Dutch, and have that to offer them. We have many of them already in French, but now we will have this whole Dutch collection. And Sandy and the people that are working in the Netherlands would have never thought that far of where the reach might go of just the small work that they are doing in their own place. So never underestimate what you are doing locally that can have an impact on a different level.
Awesome. So cool. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Méthode and El Rey. We didn't hear much from you, El Rey, but thank you so much for being available to translate just in case. And no worries. Joey, thank you so much for being on the podcast and for talking about all these exciting and wonderful things that are happening. Méthode, it was wonderful to meet you, and hopefully someday I will meet you in person. And I appreciated hearing your story.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Carla.
Awesome to you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Project Zion Podcast. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, or whatever podcast streaming service you use. And while you are there, give us a 5-star rating. Project Zion Podcast is sponsored by Latter-day Seeker Ministries of Community of Christ. The views and opinions expressed in this episode are of those speaking and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Latter-day Seeker Ministries or Community of Christ. The music has been graciously provided by Dave Hines.